All right, B'siyata Dishmaya, we are in B'yam Darkecha. We're going to be learning tonight about Dvekut. Devek in Hebrew in Lashon HaKodesh means glue. Dvekut is clinging to Hashem, gluing ourselves to Hashem. Learn a little bit about it. This is a midah, this is a trait that every single Jew is yearning for. The Even HaPina L'chol Avodah HaAmitit is the cornerstone of all of the true services of Hashem that we can do. V'ha yesod ha'chaim amitiim, and is the foundation for a true life. Ki dveikut yikar p'nimiyud ma'ud neshmat ha'yudit. Dveikut is the main essence of internally what's going on of the Jewish soul. Sh'nechiyem sh'ayichut la'Hashem yitbarach, that we'll live with some kind of relationship and belonging to Hashem, and we will be connected to Him with a relationship, an internal deep relationship. Ad shenagish et Hashem yitbarach itano b'chol devar, until we feel Hashem with us in every single aspect of life. V'nirtzei rak oto v'et kivato, and we're only going to want Hashem and being close to Him. V'nizkeh l'argish be'emet banim atem la'Hashem elokechem, and we'll merit to really feel that you are children to Hashem your God. V'hineh harbe yudim shelibam er, a lot of Jews, that their hearts are awake, they're aroused. Shoalim ech zochim lezeh, how do I merit to cling to Hashem? So too, a lot of us that do feel dveikut, that do manage to feel dveikut, we want to increase the fire and the intensity of the dveikut. And we ask, what's the proper way to get to? Shiviti Hashem lenigdi tamid. I placed Hashem in front of me constantly, with the emphasis on constantly. This is what we're going to come talk about today, right? And there's a lot of people that have this problem, right? Just before we get in, they feel that in their learning and in their praying, they did merit to some kind of feeling of kirvat Elokim, of closeness to Hashem. They've tasted sweetness in Torah. They've tasted sweetness in prayer. Afterwards, when they have to get off of their high work and their high avodah, and they have to go back into this world and go to job and go do something else, go shopping, whatever it is, they feel as if they fell off a cliff, right? They had such a lofty experience, it was so high, that a person doesn't know what to do now. You have to know that the work of Dveikut is the exact only advice to get successful and not falling. Bezat Hashem, whoever merits the Dveikut, won't fall when you have to go deal with mundane things. Mm-hmm. You're also not going to feel vanity and lies and falseness in your heart. Why would you feel that way? Maybe that there's some kind of falseness going on here. On the one hand, I learn Torah and I go and I pray and I do these lofty things. On the other hand, I have to go do a job and clean and get dirty and do all these different things, right? It's like I'm living two lives. It's a lie. It's not the case. When your person has real dveikut, and they live with the reality of Hashem, that they feel and they live Hashem even in the gashmiut, even in the mundane things. There's no time that I'm separate from Hashem. So dveikut. What is dveikut? It's the feeling of nochach, of in the presence of, in front of. Right? Dveikut is this general term for all of the feelings and the emotions that we have in godliness. Right? Whenever you feel the light on you, you feel you get the chills from some kind of spiritual thing that you did, right? That is a level of dveikut. Dveikut is this general term. It's the stage in where you're living Hashem. And you're connected to Him. In truth, there's a lot of levels to this. What is the foundational beginning, the first step of dveikut? It's a nochach. It's to be present. Right, everyone that they feel that this is what we say when we come to the Amidah, the 18 blessings, we say Baruch Ata Hashem, blessed are you. What is you? It means I'm right there. I'm right in front of you. Right in front of you. Right. So Dainum Shemagish Hashem Yitbarach Imo, you feel Hashem with you, and you feel this internal connection that's really strong with Hashem. Ad Kidei Ratzon Liyot Echad Imo, until you feel the desire to even be one with Him, like an aspect of a hug. Right, to unify as one. Zoya dveikut. This is dveikut. A feeling that a person has that I'm together with Hashem right now. Vu magish b'mitziuto, and you feel Hashem's reality, and you live unified with a connection and a deep relationship with Hashem. ואדם שזוכה לזה, person who merits this, מדרגתו גבוהה הרבה. Person merits this, his level is higher in spirituality. ממי שחי רק בקבלת עול. It's higher than he who lives in a state of just, I do it because I was commanded to do it. שהוא אדם שמכיר במציאות השם יתברך. It's a person who recognizes that there's godliness, and he even has awe of Hashem, and honor and respect of Hashem, and fear of Hashem, and what he said in the Torah. וקבל על עצמו לעשות את אשר יצווהו. And he took upon himself to even do what he was commanded to do. כי אף שגם בעל קבלת עול מכיר בהשם יתברך, even though the person who takes upon the yoke, so to say, recognizes Hashem, אבל הוא אינו חש שהשם יתברך חלק מחייו, he doesn't feel Hashem is a part of my life. אלא חש שהוא כביכול מישהו חיצוני. So to say, God's this external being, that I have to listen to what he said, right? But I don't feel, I don't live my life with him. והוא בעיניו כמו מלך על העם, in that person's eyes, it's as if it's a king over a nation, right? The king exists. I'm never going to ever get in front of him. But the king exists and he makes laws, right? It's mechud lebayit. It's out of my house. It's out of my life. There's a king of the nation. Shalom aleichem. Baruch haba. That one right there. אבל במדרגת הדבקות האדם מרגיש את השם יתברך בתוך חייו. On the level of דבקות, a person feels Hashem in his life. בהרגשת ורצון הלב, with a feeling and a desire of the heart, a will of the heart, והוא תופס אצלו מקום בחייו, Hashem takes up part of your life. He takes up real estate in your life. בתחושות ובמחשבות, in your feelings, in your thoughts. בוודאי גם בזה יש מדרגות. For sure, there too, there's also many levels. כמה מקום תופס הקשר עם השם דבר, how much does the relationship that you have with Hashem take up in your life? Like a person, like a connection between families, right? There's a very strong and open, within your family, there's people that you're closer with, and there's people that you're less close with, right? So too, where is Hashem in your relationship status, right? Where is it with him? Is it complicated? Or are you in a relationship, right? What is the perfect level of that? That person feels Hashem so strongly, he's so connected to him, until the whole entire creation and all of the different aspects of it, they're not important to me so much. A person like this feels that he's only with Hashem. And every single Jew needs to get to this level. Right? Your head, what is it you're doing? Your body might be going through different actions, but what is your head going through? I'm seeking out Hashem in everything here. I'm about to go through a whole bunch of things today in my day. What is my head busy with? Finding Hashem. The actions that are going on, they're actions that are going on, but what am I looking out for? Right? And what is the lust of your heart? Tama nafshi le'elohim. My soul is thirsty for Hashem. Matay avo v'ereh p'nei Elohim. When am I going to be able to come and see the face of God? V'chlal inina b'riyah, in any aspect in life that I engage with, v'yireh rak ech Hashem yidbarach mitgaleh b'hem. You're only going to try to seek out how is Hashem being revealed here in my life. Chaim l'chaim. So what's the levels of dveikut? Above the level of that, right? A level above that level, there's the level of bitul. Right, the level of bitul is nullifying myself, self-nullification. Shem dveikut amukah yoter. Bitul is a deeper level of dveikut.
The last kavarazin, we learned about bitul. November, end of November.
Yeah. There you go. V'inyanamu, the idea is, akara amukah ubehira biyichud Hashem yitbarach. What is bitul? What is nullifying myself? A deep recognition, a deep, clear recognition in the unity of Hashem. The oneness of Hashem should be pnuyut hu mitziyut amitit hayichida. That internally, Hashem is the only true reality. V'kumo sheyitaber b'mekomo b'ma'amar bitul, like there's a whole chapter on bitul. V'chol she'adam zocher yoter lebitul. The more a person merits to nullify himself, to get into bitul, right? Azay hu zocher she'argasha b'Hashem yitbarach. He feels that this emotion, the feelings of Hashem, titfos etzlo et kol ha'machshava v'argasha. It's going to take up all of your thoughts and all of your emotions. Until you don't even feel yourself. Right? It's all about Hashem. And above that, above that is the level of dwelling, of Hashem dwelling His light upon you. Godly light dwells upon the person and is revealed through him and by way of him. And you become a vehicle, a complete vehicle. And you feel the light of Hashem inside of you. And this level is a very, very lofty and awesome level. This is pretty much prophecy, right? Like it's written by the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, Ashchina mitlabeshet betoch chachmei adorot. The Shechina encloses itself inside the wise sages of the generation. Umisham meir l'Israel, and from there it's illuminated to the nation of Israel. Ki Ashchina milvad shechna betocham od disovivam. Right, the Shechina, not only is it dwelling in it, it's surrounding it. V'henu Israel me'ora begilui, and the Am Israel will enjoy it in its revelation. V'chol Yehudi ra'ui l'zeh. Every Jew is fitting to feel this. Kamo shekatav Rabbeinu Chaim Vital, like Rabbeinu Chaim Vital wrote in Sharei Kedusha, in the gates of Kedusha. Right. So this is something that we have to feel. We have to have, when we have a connection to the tzaddikim, we have to know that they're revealing the light of the Shekhinah in the world, and we have to aspire to go up in levels more and more and more. Shelibo yivar lidabek v'Hashem yidbarach, that your heart should be ignited and burning to cling to Hashem. V'lo yanuach v'lo yishkot. You're not going to rest and you're not going to be quiet. Ad shiske, until I merit to get dvikut. Until I get in front of Hashem, I can hug Hashem. I'm not stopping. I want to keep growing on this. Kshadam zocheh l'shayichut emet im Hashem yidbarach. When a person feels a real true connection to Hashem, as hu rotzeh shehashem yidbarach yitgaleh gam l'chol ha'olam. Then a person, that kind of person, he really merits to feel Hashem. He wants the whole world to get that feeling. Ad shemi shezocheh l'shlemut ha'dvikut yochol lizakot shekol yitzono yeh rak legalot et malachut Hashem yidbarach. Person who merits to get to real dvikut, his whole entire will is just to reveal the kingship of Hashem in the world. Dvekut is the purpose of all of the things that we have to do in the Torah. Every mitzvah, every commandment, every prayer, every learning, everything that we do, the goal is dvekut, to cling to Hashem. Not only is it a mitzvah from the Torah, one of the 613 commandments, to cling to Hashem, said over three times, I think, in the Torah. Kmo shekatuv, v'bot tidbak, right? And on him you shall cling, ledavka bo, in order to cling to him, uvotid bekun, and to him you shall all cling. Right? Igam atachlit shel kol haTorah veHaMitzvot. It's also the purpose of all of the Torah and all of the mitzvot that we have, all the commandments that we have. Kedei shebekocham negel ledvekut amitit belokut. What's the goal of every mitzvah and all Torah learning and all prayer? To cling to Hashem truthfully, right? V'nasig v'nechiyat Hashem yitbarach, so that we will not only comprehend more godliness but also live with Hashem. Like it was explained by the Bach, and this is what he said: Kavanato yitbarach haita shenei asukim b'Torah, kidei shetitatzen nishmatenu ba'atzmot v'ruchaniyut v'kedushat mekor matzoh haTorah. What was the intention of Hashem? That we will be constantly dealing with Torah, in order so that our soul should get super powerful with power, with spirituality and sanctity from the source of the Torah. Meaning, you learn Torah to get to the source of the Torah, which is God, right? V'kumo shekatav ha-chassid ba'al ha-chovot ha-levavot, so too wrote the duties of the heart, the chovot ha-levavot, in the shar ha-cheshbon ha-nefesh, in the gate of self-evaluation. Ro'i lecha achi shetavin. It's fitting for you, my brother, to know, to understand. Ki rov ha-inyan be-mitzvot, shem be-gufim ve-evarim. Most of the idea that the mitzvot that have to be done with body parts and with limbs, ולהאיר על המצוות אשר תיהנה בלבבות ומצפונים. It's in order to illuminate for the internal aspects, this spiritual soul, מפני שעליהן משען העבודה. Because upon that is dependent on your work, all of your work, והן שורש התורה, and that is the root of the Torah. Meaning, everything we do with our body is a spiritual back end as well, called our spiritual body, and that's everything's dependent on that. The more, how much more we can attach all of those aspects to Hashem. והאדם שאומר שבשביל לקיים רצון השם, a person that says, in order for me to keep the will of Hashem, מספיק להתמיד בתורה בחיצוניות. All I have to do is really like just show up to learn Torah, externally. Just to get through pages, right? To get wiser. לקיים את המצוות בחיצוניותם. And to do the mitzvah externally, without my heart. הוא חי במצוות אנשים מלומדה, and he's living in this world of what we call מצוות אנשים מלומדה. People that go through the mitzvah robotically just because they were born into it, or that's what they know is right, but they don't really do it with their heart. Ba'adam kazeh hefsidat ha'ikar, a person that's doing this, he missed the main aspect of it. V'torato u'mitzvotav hem keguf b'li neshama. His Torah, his mitzvot, it's like a body without a neshama, without a soul. V'urachok legamrei mekavanot ha'boreh. It's very far, completely far away from the intention of the Creator. Hashem yishmor, God forbid, right? May God guard a person like this. Hashem seeking out the hearts of everybody. That's what he wants, is your heart, not the actions. He told you to do the actions because that's the how you're going to entice your heart, right? But get your heart excited. But he wants the heart. Even if a person's a wise Torah scholar, learning all day long, he's doing the loftiest levels of Torah learning and mitzvot. Even though that's the case, he's doing all of these things in practicality, he's doing them. If he forgets the main part, I placed Hashem in front of me at all times, constantly. He's not seeking out to live with Hashem. He's missing the whole entire goal, the whole entire target. Hashem, the Gemara tells us, right? Rachmana liba bayi. Rachamana is the Torah, is mercy, Hashem. Hashem wants your heart. Va'av shebevadai. Even though for sure, reshitu besis avodah, the root and the beginning of all of the work, he kabbalat ol malchut shamayim, is to take upon yourself to do the mitzvot even when you don't feel like doing it, and to get through the actions and to check the V's. That's for sure, that's the beginning, right? Mitoch yirat shamayim, from an awe of Hashem, from a fear of God, that this is what he, the king, asked me to do, told me to do, not asked me, told me to do. I want to listen to him, I have awe of him, I have respect him. Right? This is what the king commanded. It doesn't matter if I feel dvekut when I come to do a mitzvah or not. Or do I feel some internal connection? It's not about that. I was commanded to do it. First step first, you have to check the view, you have to do the actions that you are told to do. Whether you feel like it or not, whether you feel something when you do them or not. Zewa basis, that's the base. Aval lo atachlit, it's definitely not the purpose. Ela achre she'adam achzik bekabaratol. After a person is successful in holding on to the yoke of heaven, to do the mitzvot, because you know he's showing up to prayer, he's doing what he has to do, he's putting on tefillin every day, he's doing the minimum that we're on his level that he needs to do, and he wants to keep all of the halachot in every situation he finds himself in. But the person needs to ascend after a while. You need to go up, but avod michamat avat el, to start to serve from love of Hashem, not just from that, right? Like the Rambam wrote. In the Ilchot Tshuva, in the Alachot of Tshuva, Haosek ba, lo liira, velo lekabel schar, a person who deals with Torah, not from out of fear, not to receive reward, ele mipnei avat adon kol haaretz, rather from the love of the master of all of the land, shetziva ba, that he commanded us to do it. Arei ze osek ba lishma, this is a person who's doing it for the sake of heaven. And the rabbi said, la'olam mi'asok adam b'torah v'afiru shelo lishma, a person should always be dealing with Torah, even if it's not for the sake of heaven, shemitoch, because if you do it from place of not for the sake of heaven, in the end you will come to doing it for the sake of heaven. Therefore, when we teach small children or people that are in the beginning of their service or women, and the general people that don't know a lot of Torah, we don't teach them to serve anybody, to serve Hashem. We start from specifically from awe of Hashem. And why not only awe of Hashem, meaning be scared that you're going to get punished, also you're going to get an amazing reward. That's where you start from. A person that's not keeping Torah mitzvot, you tell them, hey, listen, there's a chance you're going to end up in a very bad situation after your life because of the way you're living. And not only that, if you do this, this, and this, and this, you're going to be benefiting in this world and in that world. So that person, he's still worrying about himself. But that's the beginning level. A person has to care about themselves a little bit. But the goal after that is to start to ascend and to do it because I love you, Hashem, and I want a connection with you, and I love feeling you, and I love knowing that you're with me, and I get goosebumps just knowing that the light is coming through me. We want to get to that level, right? So, kirak ze avoda amiti, this is the only true way to serve Hashem. Shadam yagish keluta nefesh, a person feels that my soul is put aside. Mirova ava veratzon yidabek b'mitikut Hashem yidbar, from such an immense passion to cling through love to the sweetness of Hashem. Whoever merits to hold on to Hashem strong, he that kind of person can stand against the test of the Yetzara. He's not going to get startled or weak in the mind from anything. A person who has immense dveikut with Hashem, he has tranquility, he's calm, serenity, feels whole in his emunah. In any situation, any time. I'm with Hashem and I'm happy. And a lot of people feel that the Yetzara is greater than them. It's more powerful than them. And they don't know what to do. The tshuva is, the answer is, this happens because they're not dealing with acquiring more dveikut. clinging to Hashem. So they feel the Yetzer Hara is always stronger than them. But what are you doing in order to get stronger in Dvekut and clinging to the source? They haven't acquired the true weapon against the Yetzer Hara. There's a weapon, one of the best weapons. The only real weapon that you can have against the Yetzer Hara is to cling to Hashem. To cling to Hashem, to hold on to Him. Like it says in the Chazal, in the Rabbis, Barati Yetzara, Barati L'Torah Tavdin. I created the Yetzara and I created a potion against him called the Torah. A Torah hi ikar advekut. The Torah is the main way to get the advekut, learning the will of Hashem. V'ikar inyan haTorah hu advekut. The main aspect of Torah is advekut, is getting to clinging to Hashem. Ki advekut b'Hashem yidbarach hi koach sheyachol lachnia et Yetzara. Clinging to Hashem is the ability to subdue your Yetzara, because whoever merits to cling to Hashem and feels pleasantness in being close to Hashem, a living God, so he hates evil. In the most hardest way possible, he hates the Yetzer Hara, he hates anything that would be against the will of Hashem. Ohavei Hashem sinu ra, the lovers of Hashem hate evil. Mimele al yedei dvekut shovrim et kol ha'tahava ve'akina ve'asina ve'agava shavaram. By way of dvekut, clinging to Hashem, you can break all of the lust, all of the jealousy, all of the hatred, all of the pride in the world. Whoever merits to this true level of dvekut feels so Hashem so much that he doesn't care about anything, right? And he won't do anything against the will of Hashem. Some deep ideas. Every Jew has the ability to cling to Hashem, right? We're nearly done, guys. Every Jew needs to believe and to know. You can get to the level where you feel godliness. Or you can feel godly light. Every Jew needs to know this. There is a reality that you could live your life in a stage of dvekut with Hashem no matter what you're going through. It's possible. You're able to, and it's possible to take immense pleasure in comprehending more godliness, in learning something more about Hashem, in deepening your relationship with Hashem. To live out His oneness, His unity in the world. With vitality, with pleasure, and with dvekut, with clinging to Hashem. Even though we're on a low level, externally, according to our actions of who we are as individuals, we might not be fitting, right? We might not be acting the best we should be. We have sins. Therefore, we haven't received proper prophecy in our generations, right? Even though that's the case, we're not prophets, we all have the ability to cling to Hashem according to your level, according to your situation that you're in, no matter what you're going through. And whoever thinks, whoever thinks that in our generation there's no way for a person to have any relationship with God and godliness and the Shekhinah, it's a ta'ut no'ra'ah, it's a horrible mistake. Ki arei zot tachlit kol avodat Hashem yitbarach. This is the whole entire purpose of all of the service that we have in the Torah. Ve'ech shayach shelo yeh lanu et zeh. How is it possible that you're going to be commanded in all of these mitzvot and there's no way to actually feel Hashem by way of doing them? Ve'alo kevar amar Hashem yitbarach, ani havaya lo shaniti. Hashem already said, I am God, I haven't changed. So if it's a mitzvah in the Torah that I have to cling to Hashem, and it says it over three times in the Torah that I have to cling to Hashem, and it's the whole entire purpose of my Torah and my Avodah and my mitzvot and everything I'm doing, and Hashem has never changed throughout the generations and will never change, so it can't be that I can't get to a level of dvekut, which is a mitzvah in the Torah. Every Jew needs to contemplate, why shouldn't I have the light of dvekut? Why shouldn't I be able to have this feeling of clinging to Hashem? Madua yigra chelki mikol ha-tzadikim. What is my portion lower, more less than any of the portions of the tzadikim? Shezachu li chiyot noam ha-or elyon. They merited to live with the immense pleasure of the supernal light. Why should I be any different? We have to be very careful to not go into false humility. To believe that you're not on a level where you can get to godly comprehension and feeling God. Any Jew, no matter who he is, can get to the level of feeling Hashem. A person needs emunah, Shagamu yachol asig lechapes elokut, that you too can reach elokut, you too can seek out godliness and achieve it. Velidabek b'shchina kedusha, to cling to the holy shchina. Velizeh lo la'amar ein ze shayach elai. Be careful not to say this has nothing to do with me. Ani eini rohui. Me, I'm not fitting. I shouldn't be getting this. Ani ba'al avera. I do sins. I have a bad past. Ki afimu ba'al avera. Even a person has done sins. He's still doing sins. Mikol makom eino shayachut be'emet l'ra. You don't really belong to the bad. You don't really have a connection to the bad. Mimele rak im rak yaseh tshuva kvar yagia. So all you have to do is do tshuva. Return to Hashem and you're already there. You're not really belonging to the bad, you're belonging to Hashem. You're rooted in Hashem. So we just have to be able to come back, whenever it is, come back to this. Every Jew can get to Dveikut according to his level. These ideas were given to every single Jew. This is the purpose of us, of mankind. To come to godly comprehension. This is what Hashem wants from us. Therefore, in application, kol yudi ye mishiye, no matter who he is, if you work hard and you try to get to dveikut, for sure you're going to merit to get to it. Berachamav yitbarach, with the mercy of Hashem, litom mi'or noam elyon, to taste from the supernal light that is so pleasant, v'dveikut be'elokim chaim, and to cling to a living God. Ki kol yudi yeshlo hergashim amitim. Every Jew has true emotions. And imshachim anitzotz apnim mishabol, that are pulled out from the most internal spark that you have in you. Ki Hashem yitbarach shochen betoch b'nei Yisrael, because Hashem is dwelling inside the camp of Israel, inside the children of Israel. Right, and even though for sure this changes from every single person, according to their level of sanctity, how much they're doing, how much they take care of their holiness, they guard themselves. V'kechol shemitkadesh mitkadesh yargish yoter et hadvekut hazot. The more you sanctify yourself, the more you get holier and you separate yourself from this world and more into sanctity, the more you're going to feel it grow. Ki kol Yisrael nikraim nemulim v'kulam kedoshim. All of them Yisrael are considered as if they have a brit milah, and they're all considered holy. It's just a matter of what is the level of that, right? So, Bezat Hashem, for today we're going to stop here, but this is it. Dveikut, what is dveikut? Clinging to Hashem. Every single Jew, our goal is to cling to Hashem. The goal of the Torah, the goal of learning Torah, the goal of doing mitzvot, giving tzedakah, whatever it is, right? Not using a razor, not murdering someone, doing something positive, helping someone, giving charity to someone, keeping Shabbat. All of these things that we do, the goal is to cling to Hashem, to live with the reality of Hashem. The first level is to take upon yourself that there's a Torah and there's a king that commanded to do it, and I have to do it whether I feel like doing it or don't feel like doing it, whether I feel good about doing it or not feel good about doing it. There's a Torah and I have to keep it. There's halachot and I have to learn them and I have to try to apply them. That's the first level. Why would you do that? Because maybe you're scared of getting punished by God, or you want to get reward from God for doing these things, for keeping the Torah. Every Jew has to do that. All of us have to be on that level constantly in our life. But we cannot stop there. That's not the purpose. That's the beginning step, is to recognize that there's a king, and you have to listen. After that, out of love for everything that he does for us, and everything that he gives for us, and everything that he's provided for us, and all the doors he's opening up for us, and all the people he's brought us across, for everything that Hashem has done for us, and the fact that we are ourselves rooted as a part of him, we are an expression of his light. So we should develop our relationship with him on a higher level, out of love, to cling to him, to feel with him, to feel a connection to Hashem no matter what, whether I'm in the synagogue praying, learning Torah, doing a mitzvah, or I'm in the bank dealing with a banker. And I can act properly and with respect and calm and stay relaxed and not to get angry, not to feel hatred, not to feel jealousy, not to feel any lust. Why? Because I'm connected at the core. The more we can work on this, and every single Jew is fitting to get to these levels, it just depends on how much you want them and how much you want to work on it and how much you want to practice it. Bezat Hashem, we have a few more weeks to learn about Dveikut. It's a very, very deep topic. It's probably one of my favorite mitzvot. So I'm very passionate about it. But Bezat Hashem, over the next few weeks, we'll clarify it more and more.